And a very happy Friday morning, everybody. Friday, December 16th, 2022. It's the Best at Sea Cruise and Travel News Update podcast brought to you by the Snood Factory. www.thesnoodfactory.com, your home for Made in USA clothing to keep your pooches and your puppies warm. Tom Drake here. Before I get to what is happening in the cruise and travel industry today, let me tell you where I am. I am in Fort-de-France, Martinique. It is, in fact, a French island. We arrived a little short while ago, and it is a beautiful day, another beautiful sunny day. The guests on board this 10-day cruise have been spoiled. It has been gorgeous every day, and it's a great itinerary. Whoever designed this in Miami for Oceania, thank you, because we originate in Barbados, and we finish in Barbados, and everything in between, it's close to each other, in close proximity. We left Dominica, what are you saying, Tom? Dominica yesterday, 6 o'clock, by the way. It was sunny all day at Dominica. It never happens. It's a rainforest there. It rains every, no, it was beautiful. The guests are spoiled. They think every day is going to be like this, and it has been. We left Dominica at 6 o'clock, and because Martinique was nearby, we sailed at 11 knots, a comfortable speed. My goodness. A lot of times they design these itineraries where you have to quote Meatloaf, go like a bat out of hell to get from one point to another. You're doing 18, 17, 19 knots. If you catch any waves at all or any swell, you're feeling it. It was beautiful. Last night we sailed 11 knots. We had a deck party upstairs on the pool deck. People were line dancing. The band was out there. It was exactly what you picture a Caribbean cruise to be like. It was the Love Boat. Exactly what you think of when you go on a cruise. And we have a lot of almost 200 first-time Oceania guests and a lot of first-time cruisers. And they're spoiled. They don't know where to go after this. And I'll give you, here's a little example. One of the stories today, I might as well do it now. P&O took a delivery yesterday of the Arvia. It's a big new 180,000-ton ship. 180. This ship is 30,000 tons. 180,000-ton ship. 5,200 guests and 1,800 crew. Right, 5,200 guests, 1,800 crew. We are 600 guests, 400 crew. Level of service, just a little different. Quality of the food, just a little different. When people ask, is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. And last night, these people that have never been on a cruise before, I had dinner with two couples and I said, I don't know what to tell you, because if you go somewhere else, you're going to see a drastic change. Even if you don't go 5,200, even if you go to a 3,000 passenger, guest, Royal Caribbean ship or celebrity ship, it is not the same. We had a beautiful day. Anyway, he's rambling. So we're in Martinique. It's actually a special territory of the European Union. And so they use the currency here is the euro. They speak French and only French, so help me French, the way it is. I don't get mad at that. Some guests do. But honestly, if you come to where I live in Kissimmee, we speak English. And if you're French and you don't speak English, hey, tough. We don't speak French, get the hell out of here. So here they don't really cater to the tourists, in my opinion. Although they've spent a lot of money here on the infrastructure. In the past, we used to dock about a mile away, and you'd have to walk in. It wasn't a great walk, or take a cab, and man, fighting with the cab drivers here is brutal. Now, we pull right downtown. There's a new pier. It's not new, but it's been a few years. And all along the waterfront now, there's a walkway. There's the tchotchke tents with all the gadgets you can buy, and there's a band that plays, and it's good, really good. There are guys there with their cabs, and they're friendly. It's a good spot, it really is. Anyway, let's get to what's happening in the cruise and travel. Oh no, let me do this first. On Sunday is the start of Hanukkah, so let me be the first to say happy Hanukkah to my friends. I have a lot of friends that listen to this broadcast who will celebrate starting Sunday. This is a wonderful thing, Hanukkah. You know, I'm a Catholic. We have Christmas. One day, it's over. We eat. We go to sleep. With Hanukkah, 8 days. 8 days, they light a candle. They have some cake. They have another meal. They have a game with a dreidel or something. Then they have another next day, another gift, another cake, another candle. They light 8 candles. They have 18 cakes. They eat. They drink. Whatever. I've thought about converting just for that celebration, but the rest of the time, there's a lot of happy Hanukkah, and have a great celebration, all my friends. All right, let us get to it. I never I shouldn't say never, I have in the past, but I hardly ever comment on personnel changes in the cruise industry, because the purpose of this podcast is I get up in the morning early and the night before, and I look at all the news in the cruise travel industry, and I choose the stories that I think you would find interesting, and not just people in the travel industry, but cruisers, because most of the people that listen to this podcast are cruisers that I've met. That's the people that I've attracted so far, but we're trying to build distribution. It's going to get very big someday, very big. Anyway, so I don't talk about personnel changes, but when three major cruise lines replace their presidents on the same day, that's kind of news. And yesterday, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings announced that Jason Montague would leave as president of Regent Seven Seas Cruises and be replaced by Andrea DeMarco, who is the current chief sales and marketing officer. They all have big titles. Actually, this woman, she should have said no once or twice. She's in charge of sales, guest relations, all kinds of things. Anyway, she has been moved up to the new president of Regent Seven Seas, and I'm scrolling down here and I'm looking for her bio because it is a spectacular bio. Well, I'll get to it later. I'm not retaping today. I'm busy. I have to go to Martinique and look for a little Christmas tree because we don't have 8 days. We have one day, and that's it. We eat. We give out our gifts. It's over. But 8 days with the candles, with the cake. So Andrea DeMarco is now the current chief sales and marketing officer of Regent Seven Seas. Been with the company for many years. And they announced that Howard Sherman, the current president of Oceania Cruises, would leave at the end of the year, and he would be replaced by Frank Del Rio. Now, don't get confused, because there's another name, Frank Del Rio, involved in this whole program. There is a Frank Del Rio who sits at the top of the hill. He's the Capo di Capo. The Capo di Capo, he is the CEO of Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings. He has a son. His son's name is Frank A. Del Rio, and he has been promoted to the president of Oceania Cruises. Do not jump to conclusions. The son has been here. I'm not sure he knows. People just call him Junior. Has been here from day one, 20 years, in and out. He left for a couple years. He's been back. Now he's the chief sales officer and whatever, big title name. And now he'll be the president of Oceania Cruises. And I mentioned in previous updates about media bias, whether companies like Travel Weekly and Sea Trade ever really tell the truth because they need all those cruising people to advertise in their magazines. This isn't media bias. Frank the Junior has been here from the beginning. And my opinion, that's all it is. If he has the same passion for Oceania Cruises that his father still does, that's a big move. Because, you know, Frank Del Rio with Joe Waters and Bob Binder started Oceania 20 years ago. It's a great cruise line, and now the son takes over. Look, they're not the Ford family or the Hiltons, but, you know, it happens. He paid his dues. He had a lot of different jobs in the company. He was interviewed already. I think it was in Travel Weekly, and he said that as a young boy growing up in Miami, seeing the cruise ships, it was always his dream to be the president of a cruise line. I think the reporter got that wrong. I think what he said was, growing up as a young boy in Miami, his father always dreamed that his son would become the I'm kidding. All right, don't fire me over that. It's just a joke. Congratulations. I don't know either of them. I've never met him. Howard Sherman I've met, but I've never met either. In my position with the company, they really don't talk to people like me. They have a lot more important things to worry about, like stockholders and shareholders. And speaking of personnel changes, yesterday Silver Sea announced, and Silver Sea is the luxury line owned by Royal Caribbean. For if you're not familiar with the whole how things are going, Silver Sea was privately owned, and a few years ago Royal Caribbean was able to acquire it because Richard Fain, who ran Royal Caribbean, then always wanted a luxury line because Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings had Regent Seven Seas, so they had a luxury line. And of course Carnival has Seabourn, so they had a luxury line. So basically Royal Caribbean wanted one, and they were able to acquire Silver Sea. And when they acquired it, they kept the boss there in charge, Roberto Montanoli. He's not leaving the company. He is going to be going up. He's going to go up. Like the other two, Howard Sherman and Jason, eventually they're going to go out. But Roberto, he's going to go up. And Barbara Muckerman has been promoted to the president of Silver Sea, previously the chief commercial officer of Silver Sea. She's now the president and CEO. And I kind of giggled. I don't giggle. I grinned when I saw this, because if you listen to the update a couple days ago, I was kind of beaten up on Silver Sea because they have a promotion now. If you, between now and the end of January, if you book a cruise and pay in full within 5 days, They'll give you 10% off or 20% off. And I'm thinking, you know, the people that sell silver, see, they're not clipping coupons. You know, they're not going to vacations to go to get the best bottom deal. These are, their travel agent is dealing with them, and that's whatever. That's kind of a promotion you do for Royal Caribbean or Princess. But anyway, I said it at the time, I don't know whose idea that was. Well, if it was Barbara Muckerman's idea, they must have loved it because they made her the president of the company. And she's also somebody with a big, big background. This lady has a doctorate in political science and two MBAs in business and economics, and she's peddling cruises. No, I'm kidding. But here's the thing that's interesting about this. Howard Sherman and Jason Montague were both certified public accountants. They're both balance sheet guys, as is Harry Summer, NCO. So, and as is Frank DeRue, the father, they're all CPAs. So they're all bottom line guys. They're all, how do we get more profit kind of a thing. And Frank Jr. and Andrea, they're salespeople. They're peddlers. And I think it's a great move. I really do. Nobody cares what I think anyway. As far as Roberto Montanel, I just like to say it, he'll be the assistant now or special advisor to Jason Liberty, who is the big boss over there at Royal Caribbean Group. And according to Jason, and I quote, talking about Roberto, he said he is the most innovative and knowledgeable leaders. He is one of the most innovative and knowledgeable leaders in the maritime industry. And he's staying with the Royal Caribbean Group. But he's going to go up. He's going to go up. And the other two, they're going to go that way. That's how that's going to work out. So, all right, what else is going on? Oh, this is the other point of this. As I was reading over this, you know, I am married to a cruise director, and she's a female. Not that it matters, but, and I believe in women. You know, our present GM goes on vacation. Our next GM is a Ludmilla, a female. I think women should be in charge of everything. And over on Celebrity, they embrace that. As you know, Captain Kate McHugh is the face of Celebrity now. She's an American female captain. There was a time in this business when the females were the hostess who introduced the captain. Now the captain's the female. So I don't know who introduces her. Now with this new promotions, presently Christine Duffy is the president of Carnival Cruise Line. Lisa Ludolph Perlo is the president of Celebrity Cruise Line. Jan Schwartz runs both Holland America and Princess for Carnival Corporation. Barbara Muckerman is the president of Silver Sea. And Andrea DeMarco is the president of Region 7 Seas Cruise Lines. Hey guys, pay attention. Don't be talking bad about the women, because you're going to turn around one day and find out you're working for him. I've been working for my wife for 23 years now, so be quiet. All right, this isn't very good news, but it's news and has to be covered. If you follow this update, if you listened to the past, I mentioned when NCL Holdings' third quarter results came out, they weren't very good. They lost somewhere in the area of $290 million compared to Royal Caribbean, who actually made money in the third quarter. Not much, but they didn't lose. And at the time, one of the comments that were made was administrative costs were too high. And this week, 9% of the shoreside workforce for Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings were laid off. And the word was laid off, so I don't know if this is a permanent reduction, but for now it is. And there's a couple of things at play here. Number one, food cost has gone way up for us and for the cruise lines. Fuel costs has gone way up for us and the cruise industry. Transportation costs, when I say that, they put everything in containers in the U.S. and ship them around the world, toilet paper, everything. Those costs have gone up. It costs more to ship. Everything's gone up except the prices. And you can't really raise the prices in the cruise industry right now because they're struggling to come back to normal since the pandemic. So you can't really jack up the prices. So what do? You have to find a place where you can reduce it. And the only place you can do that is in the office. You can't cut back on the ship, because if you cut back on the ship, you cut back on the service. You can't buy cheaper food because you're trying to get people to fall in love with the cruise line. So you can't serve them junk. So you're kind of in a bad spot. So they have to look for somewhere that they can reduce. And in this case, 9% of the workforce for Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings were laid off. It's a bad time of year to do it, but it was necessary, especially because the fourth quarter earning results are going to be coming out soon. For Carnival, it'll be December 21st, and I'm no economy guy. Numbers guy. But let's be honest, if NCL Holdings comes out with another weak fourth quarter results and they haven't done anything about it, that's not going to make Wall Street very happy. Here's a good story. I've never even heard of Nikko Cruises, but they have a ship called the World Voyager, and they were sailing on the way to Barbados when they received a stress call from four people that their sailboat had crapped out and they were stuck and they needed medical help. So they stopped and they picked them up from a sailing yacht. It says it was in distress about 100 nautical miles to the north of Barbados. The captain of the World Voyager, immediately when he received the distress call, took the ship there. And I'm sure the guests were, you know, that's got to feel good. If you're a guest on a cruise ship and somebody's in trouble, you don't really about care if you're going to get to St. Lucia. I mean, you're going to turn around and get these people and pick them up. And they brought them to Barbados when they were taken care of in medical attention and stuff like that. So that's the World Voyager for Nikko Cruises. Great job. Good job here. You know, I talk a lot about drive to ports. It's a big part of Carnival's business. I believe when they're all running, they have 14 ports in the United States where you can put your kids in the minivan and drive there, and they can get on a cruise and you skip the airfare and all the aggravation of flying and TSA. And I kind of take the mickey out on the port of Galveston. When they first started sailing out of Galveston, Carnival was doing that, you know. And one of my first paying jobs was the Carnival Tropical 30 years ago out of New Orleans. And I remember getting on that ship and people were coming on with their clothes in garbage bags. They were bringing cases of beer on because they didn't know you could buy beer on board. I'm not kidding. My stateroom had plywood shelves. That wasn't a great ship, the Tropical. Point of that is, that demographic is what it is. So when Galveston opened, I'm like, oh boy, you know, a lot of pick-em-up trucks for that. Well, now it's becoming a very, very successful hot port. And the port of Galveston, the father, the, you know, what do I want to say, the town fathers and the council, they just approved exploring a fourth cruise terminal. They wouldn't name it, but one of the major cruise lines wants to build another terminal in Galveston. So they went ahead and said, yeah, they didn't plan on doing it for like 10 more years. But according to the port director, there is a company that wants to build a terminal. And you know, you're not going to build a terminal there if you don't see more growth. It's happening in Tampa. It's happening. Look at Port Canaveral. So, and even though the cruise industry is teetering, it has to be teetering. There's so much debt. Even though it's teetering, it's continuing to grow and to grow. And if you live in Texas, whoever that cruise line is, it's not named yet, you're going to have a beautiful terminal. There's nothing better than arriving in a cruise terminal where everything is, you know, on conveyor belts and everything else, and they take your luggage and you start the cruise and there's no hassle. You don't want some old beat up terminal, and I'm not going to talk about Barbados. And finally, this is interesting. The American Society of Travel Agents are a little upset right now because, believe it or not, the federal government, that would be my federal government, not your Canadian or your British government, the Department of Transportation, which is run by the lovely Pete Buttigieg, they actually want to make it the responsibility of the travel agent for ticket refunds for airlines when the airline cancels the flight. Now, I use Expedia, and if I buy something from through Expedia and the airlines screw me up somehow, clean that up, one way or the other, I don't deal with Expedia. I have to deal with the airline because the Expedia doesn't have the money. The money went to the airline. The airline has the money. Well, the DOT says, no. We want the travel agents to be responsible. And you know what the travel agent said? Oh, the hell with you. I'm not going to sell airline tickets. Why would I? Why would Expedia? Why would Expedia sell airline tickets if United turns around and cancels a flight and leaves everybody stranded, and suddenly it's Expedia's problem to give the money back? They don't have the money. The airline has the money. Government intervention sometimes. Governments getting involved in how companies operate is never a good thing. It really isn't. So that's the federal government at work. And finally, and this is a very long podcast, lots of stuff going on. I'll talk about this really quick. Tennis superstar Rafael Nadal is jumping into the hotel business. This is in Europe. Melia Hotels, they're a very big company. Melia Hotels International. He's launching his own hotel that's going to be called Zell, Z-E-L. I didn't have time to find out why it's called Zell. All I want to say is, I'm not booking a hotel because some tennis star says it's going to be good. Here's all I want in a hotel. I want it to be super clean. I want the people to be super friendly. And I want the bed to be comfortable. And beyond that, what else do you want in a hotel? Right? When you walk in, you want somebody to greet you and be very friendly, professional. And when you go to the room, you want it to be well-maintained and spotless, a bottle of water, and you want a comfortable mattress. And for some reason, they think, you know, if Rafael Nadal chose the bed, that's the reason to book it. So, I don't know. I don't even know why I added that. It's a waste of my time and yours. All right, it's Friday. I'm out of gas. I've had a great week. This is podcast number 15. The amount of downloads or views grows every day. I thank you very much. You can always find it on bestofcradio.com. After the first of the year, it's going to go on a platform where the distribution should be greater and the amount of downloads should be better and a lot more people will listen to me. Remember the purpose of this podcast. I get up and I do all the reading and all the work, and then I tell you what's going on in the cruise and travel industry. If you know people that are travel planners, or they're avid travelers, or they're just nosy, share it with them, and I'll do my best to make it funny and interesting. And don't forget, happy Hanukkah to all my friends. And now I'm done. I'm taking the weekend off. Maybe I'll celebrate Hanukkah on Sunday. Maybe I'll join you. I don't know. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.